Welcome back, everyone, to the deep dive. This time, we're taking a look at, well, it's hard to put into words, actually, the work of someone named Susanna Riederer.
Yeah, her website, that's our source material, right?
Yeah.
And it's really something.
Definitely. I mean, just looking at her credentials, wow, she's got diplomas coming out of, well, you know, certified coach, Reiki master. I mean, the list goes on.
It's honestly a bit overwhelming, you know? Like, where do you even begin with someone like that?
Right. And then there's the whole touch artist thing.
Oh, yeah, that definitely caught my eye, too.
Okay, so just to be clear, we are talking about her website, right? Which, by the way, if you haven't seen it, it's wild. But anyway, back to Susanna. She's a certified tantra massage practitioner, but also a business coach. Like, how do those even go together?
It's almost like she sees connections where most people see, you know, complete opposites.
Exactly. Like ancient healing practices, meeting, modern business strategies. And then there's her podcast, Temple Whispers, which seems to be about relationships and sexuality and tantra all mixed together.
It's kind of intriguing, right? This blend of the, I don't know, the mysterious and the very personal.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so we're already seeing a bit of a pattern here. Physical and spiritual, personal and professional, it's all kind of blended together. And her books, they seem to reflect that too.
Oh, absolutely. You've got Erfolgist keine Haltestelle. That's German, by the way. It means success is not a bus stop, which, let's be honest, sounds a lot like your typical, you know, business self-help book.
And then there's the third way, which is all about, I guess, the complexities of relationships and how we present different sides of ourselves depending on who we're with.
And we shouldn't forget, it looks like she's got another book in the works. Loved, married, left, change. This seems like relationships, especially the big changes, are a recurring theme for her.
It's almost like she's saying, look, life is messy, it's complicated, but I can help you handle it, whether it's your career or, you know, finding love.
Speaking of messy and complicated, what about this Temple Knot thing?
Temple Knot, yeah, it's definitely intriguing, even a little mysterious.
Well, the language she uses is interesting, to say the least. A sea of playful sensuality, deeply touched and attentively seduced. You know, she's definitely not going for subtlety here.
No kidding. But to be honest, the website doesn't really give us a lot to go on. It's kind of like come and experience it for yourself, I guess.
Which, you know, can be part of the allure, right? The mystery, the unknown.
True, true. Okay, so we've got her qualifications, her books, her podcast, even this Temple Knot thing. But we can't talk about Susanna Riederer without, well, addressing the elephant in the room. Or I guess in this case, the touch artist in the room.
Yeah, touched by Susanna. It's a name that definitely gets your attention, right?
No kidding. And she's not just talking about any kind of touch. We're talking about the high art of mindful touch, where every touch is a love letter to your soul.
She's really elevating massage beyond just the physical, wouldn't you say? There's this whole spiritual and emotional dimension to it.
Totally. And she's not limiting herself to just one type of massage either. Lomi Lomi Nui, tantric massage, even elements of Taoist and Thai massage. It's like she's drawing from all these different traditions.
Now, for those who might not know, tantric massage, it's it's a practice that sees sexuality as sacred, using touch to create a connection emotionally and spiritually.
Right. And it's important to be clear here. This is something that requires a lot of respect, clear boundaries, the whole nine yards.
Absolutely. And to be honest, while we're really focusing on her website here, we don't actually know anything about her safety protocols or ethical guidelines, do we?
That's a good point. I mean, a website can only tell you so much, right?
Exactly. So, you know, listener discretion is advised, as always. Yeah. If you're considering working with any practitioner, especially when it comes to something as personal as, you know, massage, do your research.
Absolutely. Okay, let's shift gears a bit and talk about Susanna's approach to space, because it's not just her touch that seems very intentional, let's say.
You mean the fact that she rents out her space for workshops and overnight stays and all sorts of other things?
Exactly. And the way she describes it, it's so interesting. It's this mix of like the practical, you know, prices, amenities, that sort of thing. And then this other layer of Susanna-ness, for lack of a better term. Like, did you see the part about meditation cushions?
Yeah, it's like she's created this environment that's both grounded and, well, a little bit mystical, wouldn't you say?
Totally. I mean, can you imagine having like a high-powered business meeting in the same space where you might, you know, achieve nirvana?
It's a fascinating juxtaposition. And it makes you wonder, is that intentional? Is she trying to blur those lines between the everyday and the extraordinary?
It's a good question, right? And it makes you think about how we approach our own lives. Do we keep those worlds separate, or is there a way to embrace both?
It really makes you think, you know, about how our surroundings, like, influence our mindset, our energy.
Totally. But let's get back to Touched by Susanna, because we were talking about her massage modalities. But I'm curious, what does that actually look like in practice?
Well, if you look at how she describes it, it seems like it's all about, like, an inner journey, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Helping clients discover their senses anew and experience the healing power of touch.
So it's not just about relaxation. It's deeper than that.
Right. Exactly. Mm. It's about using touch to help people understand themselves better on a deeper level.
That seems to be a recurring theme with Susanna, this whole idea of going beyond the surface, whether it's through her work, her writing, even the way she's designed her space. It's about, like, exploring those hidden parts of ourselves.
And she ties it all together, you know, connecting touch to success, to personal growth. It's all connected for her.
Right. Like in her book, Erfolg ist keine Haltestelle, Success is Not a Bus Stop, she talks about defining success on your own terms, not just following some predetermined path.
It's about making your own mark.
Right.
Exactly. And it made me think of her other book, The Third Way, where she talks about breaking free from expectations, especially for women. Like, be your authentic self, even if it means challenging the way things are supposed to be.
Yeah, it's about owning who you are, the good, the bad, all of it.
And then there's her upcoming book, Loved, Married, Left, Change. It's like she's saying, look, life is full of these big transitions, and they can be chances for us to grow, to become who we're really meant to be.
It's a really interesting perspective.
It is, and it makes you wonder, does she see these events, love, marriage, even divorce, as opportunities, not just, you know, life happening to you, but chances to learn and grow?
That's a really powerful way to look at it, yeah.
And it all points back to this core message in her work. Transformation.
It's like she's saying change is inevitable, so you might as well embrace it.
And the way she uses language to get that message across is pretty cool too. We talked about her website, but even just the titles of her book, Success is Not a Bus Stop, The Third Way, they're not your typical self-help titles.
Mm-hmm. They're bold, they're a little edgy, they make you think.
Exactly. And that's what makes her so fascinating. She's not afraid to push boundaries, to explore different ways of thinking, and to encourage others to do the same.
And that brings us back to that whole temple theme she's got going on.
Oh, right. The Temple Knocked event, her Temple Whispers podcast.
It's like she's creating this space, both literally and figuratively, where people can explore the sacred in everyday life.
Like finding those moments of magic, even in the mundane.
Exactly. And it's not just about finding them. It's about creating them.
Creating those moments, cultivating that sense of wonder, even when life feels, you know, ordinary.
And maybe that's the key, right, to unlocking our potential, both personally and professionally.
It's a really interesting thought.
It is, and it makes you think about Susanna's own journey. How did she come to embrace this way of being? What were those pivotal moments that shaped her philosophy?
It's like, what led her to this point? What were the experiences, the influences that made her who she is today?
We may never know the full story. But I think just by looking at her work, her website, we can get glimpses into the values, the beliefs that drive her.
And maybe, just maybe, those glimpses can inspire us to think about our own paths, our own journeys. So we've been talking about Susanna Reeder, and I have to say, even though we're just looking at her website, it's kind of captivating, isn't it?
It is. There's something about her whole approach, that's really intriguing.
Right. It's like she's got all these different things going on, ancient healing, modern business, personal growth, spirituality, and somehow it all works together.
It's like she's figured out how to be both practical and spiritual, you know, without having to choose one or the other.
Exactly. And in a world that's all about, like, find your niche, be an expert in one thing, Susanna's like, nah, I'm going to do it all.
She really does embrace that wholeness, that sense of being multifaceted.
And it makes me think about the whole touch artist thing again. It's more than just massage, right? It's this whole philosophy of being present, being intentional, recognizing the impact we have on everything around us.
It's like she's saying every interaction, everything we do, it leaves a mark.
It's kind of a powerful way to look at it, actually.
It is.
And it reminds me of that quote on her website, my uniqueness is my versatility. She owns it, you know, all the different parts of herself.
And in doing that, she gives other people permission to do the same.
Right. To embrace what makes them unique, even if it doesn't fit into a neat little box.
Exactly.
Because maybe those are the things that make us the most interesting, the most authentic versions of ourselves.
And maybe that's the biggest takeaway from Susanna's world, the power of embracing all those different sides of who we are.
Instead of trying to be just one thing, you know, it's about exploring, changing, growing, and realizing that there's always more to discover about ourselves and the world around us.
It's a journey, not a destination.
Exactly. And on that note, I think we'll leave it there for today, but we'd love to hear your thoughts. What resonated with you about Susanna Raderer and her unique approach to life?
Head over to social media and share your thoughts using hashtag The Deep Dive.
And until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep diving deep.